We're live.
We're live.
Yes.
Live from Washington. It's Spoilerverse.
Go live. are we going live? Yes.
There you go. We're live,
we're live on Instagram. We're live on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTubes. YouTube's
into boobs.
Yep. We probably won't get any. We did no advertising.
Yeah. We're terrible at this. We don't like say, hey, we're going to go live this time. We're like, I got time. Let's go live right now. Why not?
Yeah.
It's sporadic. It's the sporadic show. It's sporadic live show.
Cool.
No pressure that way. No pressure.
That's right. No bigger number at all.
The bigger number that live watching things get, the more I'm like, ah, don't fuck up. Don't mess up.
So guys, I don't know if you're watching for the first time, we're Spoilerverse Publishing. We have a Spoilerverse the podcast, and we produce books.
We do.
Comic books and novels, and maybe more stuff later. Who knows? But for right now, it's a whole bunch of comic books and one novel. And we have a Kickstarter going on right now.
Wait. Before you go to the Kickstarter, because it comes out tomorrow. Let me pimp this first, because tomorrow you can order Memoirs of a Suicide Book 2 on Amazon. And here's the proof copy. It is a 200-page novel, and it has artwork in it. It has poetry in it. It's pretty cool. So tomorrow on Amazon, you can pick this up and pick up part one. Now, Kickstarter.
Oh, are we not doing a Kickstarter for part two?
Oh, we didn't do one for part one. I think I'm going to wait until all three of them are out to do a Kickstarter for all three.
Oh,
okay. Some special stuff with all three of them. Like you can buy all three books and get a special edition of all three of them versus doing three separate Kickstarters. Yeah. So that was my plan.
Yeah. There you go. But we do have a Kickstarter going on right now. We have a $2,500 goal. We're sitting at 1,071, I believe.
Yep.
Somewhere around there. So we need to get it up. And you can go and check it out at SBD Comic. You can see it right there in my name.
Right over
my
there.
Name. Yep, sbdcomic.com. You can also go to spoilerverse.com and you can get issue one because the Kickstarter is for issue two. But if you do the rewards on issue two, every single reward gets a PDF copy of issue one.
And you can also buy a physical copy of issue one on there as well.
Yep.
And you can get a copy of part one of Ainz, or part one of Memoirs too, if you wanted to.
And Ainz.
And Ainz. Get all of it. Get all the things.
Get all the things. Go there, check it out. I know it's kind of... It's kind of weird. All of a sudden, you're looking at this thing, but here's the cover for issue two. It's a 4-issue limited series.
It's a cool cover.
Boy, and if you like Constantine, you'll probably really dig this book. It's a lot of fun. We put a lot of work into it. We put a lot of time and effort, and yeah, it's going really well, though. We just need a little bit of help to get over this hump.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It seems to be like the summer of disarray when it comes to Kickstarter.
I know, it's all more weird.
There's more comics in Kickstarter right now than ever before.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be you could build a fan base through Kickstarter, and I was talking to Charlie Stickney, he's got a Kickstarter going on right now, and that guy does wonderful work, and I mean, he funds in a day, right?
Yeah.
You know? And he goes above and beyond. But he's been doing it for a long time. He's got a good sized fan base. And you know, he firmly believes you can still build that fan base through Kickstarter like he did.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence, you know, with can you do it when you have so many choices?
So many options out there.
Target and find that person that's gonna like your stuff. And then not just like your stuff, but give your stuff a chance to actually get into it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do some things to make things more accessible. One of the things we're doing, we're actually working with a voiceover guy. His name is Brighton. I hope I said his first name right.
I think so.
And sometimes I look at it and I say Britain.
Right. I do too. I think it's Brighton.
Yeah. But we're gonna be working with Brighton, and we're gonna be doing that is so loud on that keyboard, dude.
Is it?
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus. Sorry guys. I was just sending out a tweet saying we're live. Come watch us. That's all I was doing. I will not type anymore.
Like you're murdering those keys, man. But we're doing a cool thing. We're going to do a read along where we're going to have different people voicing the different characters within the book. Add some sound effects, kind of like an old radio play. I think of it more of like the old school 45s you could get.
Yeah. You
would like read along with The Hobbit. And
this, those were
you
cool. Know,
that was a common thing, you know, almost like Teddy Ruxpin. You put the tape in and Teddy Ruxpin would tell you a story.
I love those.
And he would have all the different stories. Yeah, I didn't have one either. I was too old for Teddy Ruxpin, but yeah, but you get the concept.
Yeah.
So John keeps murdering those keys. He just can't help it.
Sorry, I'm trying to share the link out. People can join us. That's all I'm doing.
but we're working on that. And then I think what we'll do is we'll release that like on YouTube and on through the podcast so people can find it.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a link so you can download the digital copy for free of issue one. So that way you can get into it and see it and see if, and hopefully you'll like it. And then you can come to Kickstarter and get issue two. And if the Kickstarter is done and we've successfully funded at that time, either we will reload and do it again, or you'll be able to go to spoilerverse.com and get issue two on our website.
Yes. Yes. And I'm excited to do that. The reading is going to be awesome.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're going to work on some things tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be available. Brighton's available all day.
I should be available at some point tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be good. So I encourage you guys to go check it out and be a part of it and give it a chance.
You should definitely come get the Kickstarter, get all the books, buy all the rewards, do all the things.
Get all the books, buy all the, just do it.
Just do everything. Just do it all, man.
Are you, what are you working on right now?
Right now I'm working on, so I finish up Memoirs 3. That's done.
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for Greg to finish his edit of it. Greg finished his edit. No, I'm so in each one, in part one and part two for Memoirs, in the back of it, I put in an extra like little short story, like a preview of other books I'm working on. And I haven't finished the preview for that I'm going to put in book three. So I've got to work on that. I'm working on that. Yep, that's loud. That's loud as shit. Damn. Was that how loud mine was? Jesus.
Oh, yeah, dude. And I got the silent key.
I do not, apparently. Working on that. I'm also working on my White to Seal Presents series, which is taking all the old comics that I did, the web comics I did that aren't available anywhere, putting them into a book format with commentary, and then releasing those. I didn't realize how big that series was going to be, because what I was doing is I was breaking up into 24 page issues, right? Which I figured that's a reasonable size for a comic. And then each issue would have between 24 to 40 of my old strips in it for each individual webcomic that I did based upon, you know, the sizing of the strip. So I did all that. And then I got to my YTCL, my main series that I did for a long time. And I ended up having like, before I even started YTCL, there's like 45 issues total or more. And then I'm working on YTCL right now. And for YTCL, I did a little differently because each page is usually like almost a full page for a comic. So there was no room for a commentary. So I'm basically doing it to where I have like the odd page, the even page will be commentary, the odd page will be the strip. So there'll be a full page of like commentary and backstory about
that makes each sense because you don't want the visual. I think if you're having commentary, you don't want the visual when you turn the page and that's what they see. And then that's all they're going to look at.
Right. That's the comic.
You don't and then get to the commentary. The left. Yeah. Yep. That makes sense.
So I'm doing that. But however, I'm doing that and I'm up to issue 17. And they're 44 pages apiece. They're 44 pages each, you know, 22 strips and then 22 inches of commentary. I'm on issue 17. And I think I've got about another 10 issues to make to finish out the YTCL series to get to the end of it where I stopped. So it's like that one by itself is like 25 issues just on its own. So then I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of issues. But I'm almost done with putting them all together, and then I'll go back and do commentary. One of the things Greg and I talked about, because there's a lot of off color jokes in my old stuff, as Kenrick knows because he bought the first book. One of the things Greg and I are going to do is we're gonna go through it together, and we're gonna do commentary on some of those more risque off color jokes and talk about what the joke meant then and what the joke would mean now. Kind of like do some retrospective on them, because I figured that'd be kind of fun. Because some of them are pretty. I read them now, I'm like, that's funny.
These are the jokes you cancel me with.
I would not make those jokes today.
Pass on. And these are the ones I tell you to fuck off with.
Yeah, I will say right now, there's probably about 3 or 4 pages that will not make it into a print copy, because I don't think there's any way to make the joke come across the way it was meant to be in today's world, which is fine.
Right.
Things change. I think in 2003, 2006, you know, you can make certain kinds of jokes because if
did you use gay a lot? That's gay.
No. I mean, there's a lot of gay jokes, but the characters are very like pansexual. They're very like, they don't care. It's not like, you know, making fun of it. There's a lot of stuff in there.
I just think the way the world is now, you know, and when I was a kid, and like, because I was born in the 70s, so I was 6 years old in 1980, you know what I mean? So I was growing up in the 80s, and it was all fag, gay. We played, you'd have one guy with the football, and they'd be running around, and they'd be trying to catch it, and everybody, it was called Smear the Queer, you know?
Smear the Queer.
And it's like,
which is ridiculous.
It's so weird, because now I think about it, it's like, I don't think we were thinking about it.
No, you weren't. I wasn't. I don't think kids didn't know what those words meant to other people back then. Whereas now,
but I don't think we understood the hurt you could cause by that.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Kids nowadays understand what they mean and the impact that it has on somebody in that community when it's said. Whereas back then, we just thought of it as just a word. We knew it meant gay, a homosexual person, but we didn't see it. I never saw it as like a bad thing. I just saw it as something people laughed about, so it was funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, now I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I think it's as you grow and as society changes and you understand more about the way things affect other people, the types of jokes you tell can change. It can still make the same jokes, but they're different kinds of jokes, right? And the impact is different because you have a better understanding of stuff.
Deej Pin Hollow. Yo, Mitch, yeah. I just talked about these words the other day. That's... Yep.
I think it comes with understanding. Like, you can still make anybody. It makes you think of the whole, like, you know, comedians. Some comedians are like, oh, you can't make jokes anymore. I'm like, no, you can. You just have to understand what you're saying more. And you can't just go for the low blow jokes as easily because it's now understand and it's not acceptable as one. That's fine.
Yeah. And it depends on where it comes from, you know, what the intention behind it is.
Punching up and punching down is a whole thing.
I honestly do believe there is a difference between someone standing on stage and you're going there. They're going to say things and they're going to say things in the moment. Like, that I'm not necessarily agreeing on the fact that if a comedian says a joke that they should be canceled over a joke because it hurt a particular community of people. Because I mean, that's their job in a lot of ways, is to create thought provoking situations, you know?
It is. However, there's a whole thing in comedy about punching up or punching down, right? And if your career is clearly spent punching down, making those kind of jokes, then that's not a good thing, right?
100%.
But if it's punching up or punching sideways with the occasional like punch down to make an emphasis, that's acceptable and okay. But if you're just punching down the whole time, that's never going to come across as genuine. It's going to come across as just being rude and mean. Even if you're a comedian, if you're punching down constantly, then it's no longer humor at that point.
Yeah, well, if it's a constant thing, it just gets old.
Yeah.
Two, you know, I guess it depends on how the delivery is, what you're actually saying,
right?
You know, and how you're saying it. It's a weird mixture. It's right. How do you walk that line and keep it? You know,
it's
difficult.
What are you saying? How are you saying it? What's your audience? What's your intention? Like, all those things have are coming to more into place as here's, we get.
Geez, back in high school, never meant what it meant by definition. Some stuff was just gay, dude.
Yeah.
A better way to explain it. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly how
90s of you
all took it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's like, but now you have to be cognizant of it.
And yeah.
You should be cognizant of it. Not that you have to be. You should be.
And right.
You should take it seriously because you, you know, you don't know. You don't know who you're. It's not about offending, you know. It's just about making someone's life comfortable to live in the world that, with,
right.
that you're around.
Exactly. It's, yeah, if your words hurt somebody else, then it's not a joke. Like I actually had this conversation with my kids recently about them being like doing like teasing because my kids tease each other all the time, which is what kids do.
Sure.
But they've gotten to this point now where they just don't stop the tease. They just keep going and going and going. Like somebody else I know, Kenrick. But I could tell them, like, at a certain point, if you don't stop and say, hey, I'm kidding, you're just yeah. being an asshole. Like you're just yeah. being mean no matter what. So you got to know when to stop and you got to know when to not stop. And it's a balance you have to learn. A lot of kids take a long time for them to learn that and to understand that, hey, my jokes, while it's lighthearted and not intended to be offending or intended to hurt anybody else, it did. So
yeah.
I need to let them know that, hey, I don't really feel that way. I'm just kidding around. Sorry, I hurt your feelings, you know, blah, 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 move on. Not just keep digging and poking and punching at it.
Yeah. Sometimes it depends on what the subject matter is. I'm sorry, if you're just overtly sensitive about something, I just don't care.
Well, it is overly sensitive. Yeah, it is subject matter specific, but I'm referring more to stuff that's hurtful.
Like, because I've had people around where you're just like, oh my God, you're so sensitive about everything, you ruin yeah. everything.
And yeah, it's no, like, it's, I don't, it's, yeah.
And I'm sorry, you just you kind of deserve it at that point if you can't handle it, because toughen up a little bit.
I'm talking about like hurtful jokes, like things that are like yeah. legit hurtful to kids and people. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. At some
like
point,
calling them
yeah.
fat over and over and over right. again. You're fat, yeah. you're fat, you're fat.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I get it. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. I mean, it's, like I said, it depends on the subject matter, how it's delivered, what it is, and
yeah.
where it comes from.
Yeah.
Because you could tease somebody that they're fat if it's coming from love and you're worried about their health, and you know that's the only way you can get that message across.
I mean, when you and I were heavier people, we used to teach each other all the time about being fat guys. We used to call ourselves yeah. white fat comic book guys all the time.
Yeah, I'm still fat. I still got a long ways to go. It is what it is. I gotta start working out and get serious about it. But
yeah,
but my diet has definitely changed. And
yeah, mine too.
You know, I went from 265, 270 to 200, and I'm at 210, but I'm staying in that 200, yeah. 210 range. I'm not yo-yo dieting, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
I went from 320 down to 195, and I'm sitting about yeah. the, I'm in the same like 210 range, right? 210, 220 range right now.
That's good. It's perfect. You don't feel yeah. fat. You don't feel, you know, you don't run out of energy.
No.
You know, you can do all the rides.
Yeah. I weight limits. What weight limit? I don't worry about that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No weight limits. You know, there's, I want to do the indoor parachuting thing where they blow you up.
Right. So do I. Yeah.
You couldn't be over 250 for that.
No. No. Hey, we're still showing the cover on the screen here. So we're really small talking about the giant cover on the screen.
Yeah, well, I just want people to go and check out Supernatural Baby Detective. Go, go, go!
Do it now.
Do it now.
Do it now. Right now.
There's your pretty face.
Wait, sorry.
With the...
Well, since we have Deej watching, Deej, have you backed the Kickstarter yet? Because we're going to put you on the spot right now.
Right. Not, get on it, dude.
He's just not going to answer. Like, oh, no, I had to leave, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. You can do it for as little as $6.
Yeah.
You don't even have to pay today.
You can do less than that. You can do it for $1. You can just do without a reward if you wanted to. But don't yeah. do that. Pick a reward. It's worthwhile for the rewards, I promise you.
Well, now you do know.
Yeah.
Now you do. Oh, that's some funny stuff. I love it.
Me love too. It. Hey, see my cool display back there?
I do. You got a little Spider-Man or Spider-Man, nope. Superman in there.
Yeah, so it's the Supergirl Arrival in Smallville statue right there. Yeah. And then the comic book right here is Action 252 for Supergirl.
Yep.
Graded 2.0. And the one over there is Action 252 for Supergirl graded 4.0. And then in the middle behind there is the ad from like 2 months earlier in Action Comics of the ad for this issue with the first, with like the first printed version of Supergirl.
Nice.
Well, Deej, nice. Now you know, Deej says he didn't know about it, but now he knows about it. So now you have no excuse.
Yep. Yep. I popped that up on the screen. It's good for you to notice.
Yeah.
Dude, you want to hear a funny story the other day?
Of course.
I was working as I do.
Yeah.
And people don't know, I'm a mobile engineer, so I do stuff with cell phones. And we're testing a product, and I make a test account, right? There's those keys.
And sorry.
I have to, so I make a fake name. So I use Peter Parker, right? And I can't hear you all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, so you wouldn't hear my keys, and I forgot to unmute because I'm a dumbass. Oh. Sorry.
No, it's all good. I'm weird because it looked like you were saying something, but I hadn't heard nothing.
it's my first podcast, guys. Give me a break, okay? It's my first time. It's my first time.
So I make this test account, and I name it Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
But I test it in a production environment, meaning that it's open to the customers. And I needed someone to help me do something, and they had to go into a system that gives them access to make changes, right? So this girl pulls it up and makes changes, and she doesn't even look at the customer name. She just makes the changes to the number I give her.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I need to do this. And she goes back in and she goes, oh my God, I just made a change to an actual customer. And she was like sweating bullets for like 20 minutes because you can get fired for that.
Yeah.
Because you're messing with a customer's account.
Oh, yeah.
And then she read the name. She's like, Peter Parker. God damn it, Ken.
That's funny. So I have a funny story. I have a similar story. So long time ago, back in my career, when I was working as an implementation manager, one of the things the company I worked for did was address validation, right? To validate addresses across the U.S. to say if they're deliverable or not. And I was helping out a coworker.
You can validate right now at sbdcomic.com.
That's right. You can. But my coworker was helping a customer like go through their go live process to be live on the product. And they kept saying that their address import was failing over and over again. And so I was like, okay. So she sent me the file. I looked it over and they had put Wayne Manor, Gotham City as their address. And I told her, I said, look, don't reply. That's not a real address. Just reply and say Wayne Manor is outside Gotham City limits. Cause it is. And so she replied with that. And the guy was like, oh God, I wasn't supposed to be in that file. Like, that's why it's entering out, because you have a fake. It's not real.
Yeah, I've been using, like, I used Hal Jordan for a test account, Peter Parker, and I never used Clark Kent because everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, everybody knows Peter Parker too, but apparently she didn't until it hit her.
Still funny. Still funny.
She was so mad because she thought she was in, like, so much trouble.
But whew, relieved. Relieved.
100%.
Hundy percent.
All right, guys. I think we are just about out of time.
Yeah, I will say this though.
It was a quick one.
I'll be at San Diego next week. So if you come to San Diego, you can come say hi.
Yes. Should send you down with some books.
You should. Good. I'll be at the Titan merchandise booth helping out there.
Oh, that's right. Oh yeah. You can't sell any books there.
No, I can't sell books. No.
You can sell Titan books there.
I can sell Titan books. But I can wear my Spoilerverse t-shirt.
There you go.
I thought about that.
And your Spoilerverse.
And my hat.
Baseball. No, you have a. Yeah. You got a Spoiler Country cat.
Oh, Spoiler Country. Yeah, I should have Spoilerverse one.
It was all hip-hop style.
It is. It's cool. I wish I would have. It's a little tight on my head, like the way how it fits around my head. Even now, I've lost the weight. It's a small size, and it kind of hurts the plastic in the back of my head. I do have a big head.
Yeah.
Hold all those brains in.
Finn goes, I didn't realize how big your head was until you started, like, cutting your hair down.
Yeah.
And you lost weight, but your head was still big. I was like, yeah, that's great.
I know. My head's like, yeah, it's big.
You're going to have to deal with it. I don't know what to tell you. Big head.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Bring it here. Yeah. So go to sbdcomic.com. back the book, buy all the things, do all the things, tell your friends, tell your mom, tell everybody. Do all the things.
Yes. Spoiler country, baby detective. Spoiler country. Supernatural, baby detective. Go. Later, guys. Okay, stay on.